This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group and Innovation Tax Service. Our kind of our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. And let me just give you one little tidbit we're going to talk about. We've talked a little bit about in the past, but this is an exciting strategy that I bet you 99.9%, if not 100%, don't know this strategy called Start, Stop, and Start Again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, stay tuned, and we'll talk about that. That's a strategy about collecting Social Security. So our tagline again is we try to help you enjoy, hear that word enjoy, and protect your nest egg. And we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk if all possible. So we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, for over 60 years. And the reason she hasn't been on, folks, congratulations in store for me. I'm now the seventh-time grandfather. Sherry Marini, they have a baby girl. They had a boy before, so she'll be out for a little bit, although she's available by phone and conference calls and those kind of things, virtual meetings, by appointment only. So let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, a development call Linden Point. If you're driving, you can't remember that, just think when you get back to your computer, Legacy, Legacy, Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. And when you go to that area on Google, click on, it says leaveaLegacy.com, and it'll take you to our website. It has all our contact information. Folks, you should go there because there's a lot of free information, and we're going to be adding a lot more things. We're going to have some separate sites to make it a little easier because there's so much information on that site you could actually get lost. But just focus on a couple of things. I'm going to give you something to focus on now when you go there, and I talked about, usually every week I talk about this, on-demand seminars. So what does on-demand seminars mean? They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One is on Social Security, but the strategy I'm going to talk about to start, stop, and start again is not on that video because the videos, these mini seminars, are only 6 minutes long. We've kept them very concise, but there's free reports that you can get. You can take the quiz. People like quizzes before and afterwards. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll talk about some other quizzes that you can complete for 3 weeks. It's pretty exciting. We'll talk about that as well. So let me tell you about the mini seminars. One is on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? That should be a good one. Or how about this one? With the ups and downs in the economy, who knows where things are going, is called Paycheck for Life. It's called Guaranteed Income. I think most people would agree, unless you're really wealthy, but even so, I think most people want to have their basic needs met. So if you've collected Social Security, and by the way, if you haven't collected Social Security, my daughter used to work for the Social Security office, so we can still do analysis, and you get some free reports, and we can go through those different strategies. But that's a paycheck for life, guaranteed income, no matter what happens, providing the government's around. But of course, if the government's not around, then we don't have a country. And the way things are going, who knows? But God's in charge of that. But anyways, a lot of times people, besides Social Security, they can't just live on Social Security. So part of your money might be, for many people out there, a paycheck for life called guaranteed income. So there's a webinar on that where you get predictable, guaranteed, no matter what happens, just like Social Security, it'll pay regardless. Now, once you have those needs, we'll talk about the different colors of money, but there's a mini seminar on guaranteed income. Are you ready to retire? Social Security. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. Is that possible? You know, this is a blue light special, in my opinion. You know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed a couple years ago, but they're not maybe. They're scheduled, unless Congress changes it, to sunset December 31st, 2025, to go back to what they were. But in my opinion, I don't care if there's Republicans or Democrats, taxes are going to be going up. If you don't think so, go to usdebtclock.org. Now, they're scheduled to sunset, so we already know they're going to go back before unless Congress changes it, but I doubt if they will. In fact, they may even go higher than that. If the Democrats, the demon rats, get in there, they're going to really go up. But the fact is, go to usdebtclock.org. Look at the debt. You'll see the amount of revenue. Something has to be done. So how to have a tax-free retirement? Is it too late? Is it possible? Well, we've got some powerful strategies, especially you folks that have qualified money, 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, profit-sharing KIOs, simple IRAs, SEP programs, anything where you got to pay taxes. Is there a way to move the money into a Roth or Roth-type plan and make it very tax efficient? Well, one of the things we have, we'll talk about in a minute, is a tax practice. And we just finished up July 15th, although we still have, you know, many people that are on extension. So you get to October 15th if you file the extension. Now, if you don't owe any money, then you still have to file the return. Unless you didn't make enough income, then you don't have to file one. But anyway, so we have a tax-free, we have a tax program, and we can show you how to do some bracketing and to see if this makes sense. Roth now or Roth later or a combination of it. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. You have to come in, or better yet, come in to set up a phone call. At Comfort Your Home, to set up a phone call to learn a little bit more about it. I could talk to you about it on the phone. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We also have estate planning. I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. So we have a mini seminar, on-demand seminars. When you go to that website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminar. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. Now, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I'm not an attorney, nor is my daughter. She thought about being one, but I talked her out of it. I am a legal assistant, but we work with qualified attorneys. What do I mean by qualified? One's that specializes in that area. So it's like going to a heart doctor. You're not going to go see someone who does orthopedic surgery to talk about your heart. So you need to talk to attorneys who kind of specialize in that area. So we happen to belong to the Mahoning-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council, and we specialize working with elder law attorneys in that area. So we have one on estate planning, one's on women in wealth. So again, that website is leaveaLegacy.com. Demand on-demand seminars, one is Social Security, one is Are You Ready Retirement, Paycheck for Life called Guaranteed Income, Estate Planning, Wills, Trust, Women in Wealth, and Estate Planning. On-demand seminars, click that button. You can watch those 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what else do we do? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. And if you're a veteran, we got special programs called the Veterans Aid and Attendance Programs. If you're working with a broker, not to criticize a broker or just an investment advisor representative, we're also that, but they're just limited in those areas. We kind of specialize in the whole gamut. We're kind of like the quarterback. So if you haven't done this one strategy, you could wipe out your nest egg. What have you done to protect your assets if you need in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, or nursing home? Now, we can help people both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. Now, it's better to do it pre-crisis basis. We've got lots of strategies in that area. We do tax planning and tax preparation. So now's the time to do some tax planning, especially if you got dividends, interest, you got qualified accounts, you got real estate, you name it. If you got businesses that are real complex, give us a call. I work with so many people throughout the country, folks, that specialize in this area. In fact, we have a lead tax resolution website as well that we can save businesses up to 50% most of the time. So we got a lot of strategy on taxes. What else do we do besides tax planning and protecting assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down? Well, I already mentioned about estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney, and then you name the investment. I can't say we have everything. We have most things. So we talk about different colors of money, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. You should have anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Red money is anything go up or down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. That's risk money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group. And then green money is money that you can't lose due to market conditions, long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. The only way you can lose money on that, if you break a CD early, it's possible you can lose part of your principal. Same with annuities, although they have a lot more liquidity than CDs do. And there could be some surrender charge depending on how long you've had it. So it's possible if you yanked it all out. So one size doesn't fit all. You may not want to put all your money in one basket. And maybe you should have none of the money in a certain one of those baskets. But we always believe you should have emergency money. And every strategy has pros and cons. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about this strategy called Start, Stop, and Start. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk about a strategy about Social Security that should you take it early at 62, or should you wait to 70? Should you wait to full retirement age, which may be anywhere from 66 to 67, depending on your birthday? Of course, the best way, folks, is if you know your date of death, I can tell you exactly. But here's a strategy you've never heard about, and the reason you haven't heard about, because most advisors, that's not what they do. Well, again, my daughter used to work for the Social Security, so this is a pretty powerful strategy that it might make sense for a lot of you, especially if you don't know, you're thinking about retirement, not really sure. That's why you should come in and learn more about what we have. It's called a 401k quarterback. We do a financial plan. We can manage your money inside the investments, and we can tell you what date you should retire, and if you can retire, how would you like to know your date of retirement? Well, here's a strategy you might be able to implement with that. So it's called Start, Stop, and Start regarding Social Security. Most people advise clients, not all people, but to wait until they're 70 to take Social Security, or maybe at least till they're 66. Which is full retirement age, or it could be 67 or 66, 2 months or 4 months, 6 months, depending on your year you were born. As you know, you get the most benefits at age 70. And he said, I don't often do this because I want to weigh the balance between health and wealth. Now, that's very important, health and wealth. He believes you have to have both your health and your wealth to retire successfully. If you have a lot of money and a bad health, that's no fun, folks. If you've got great health and no money, that's not fun either. So let me ask you a question. When do you think you'll have your best health? When do you think you'll have your best health? Between 62 and 70? Or between 70 and 78? Most people, not all people, but most people say between 62 and 70. So then let me ask you another question. Do you want to give the best years of your health to your employer or to your retirement? Do you want to give your best years of your health to your employer or to your retirement? Now, most people have never had that question asked them or even thought about it. So this strategy is called start, stop, and start. You can turn on Social Security. Now listen to this, folks. You can turn on Social Security at age 62 and live on it until age 66 or 66 in 2 months or 4 months, whatever your full retirement age. Then at 66 or thereabouts, you can turn it off. That's right. You can turn off collecting that. Oh, wait a minute. Why do I want to turn it off? Well, let me go on. And then turn on your private pension. What? I don't have a private pension. Well, that's where we come in. What is this private pension? Well, by taking your 401k and your IRAs and investing with me, our office, Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisor Group, I can put in a private pension. That being, here's a word you might not like, but it's a tool, by the way, called an annuity, a specially designed annuity, that can provide an income for life. So the process unfolds like this. At age 62, you start drawing from Social Security. Now, one of the things we do on the second meeting, first of all, you can set up a 15-minute phone call, and then we can either do it by via of a video conference call, do a fact finder. In the second meeting, we do what we call retirement roadmap to pinpoint exactly when you can retire and if you're going to have enough money. But anyway, so here's how it works. At 62, you start drawing from Social Security. At age 66 or thereabout, you stop Social Security. Yep, stop it. You can do that by, well, we know how to do it because we have the phone calls. We can stop it. And turn on your private pension program. Now, it doesn't do it automatically. You have to turn it off like a spigot. Spigot is not usually, you turn on your faucet, it doesn't turn off automatically. You have to turn it off. So you turn it off to Social Security, and from 66 to 70, guess what? You start collecting that private pension, and your Social Security now grows at what? 8% simple interest plus cost of living. That's 132%. At age 70, guess what? You start back on your Social Security at a higher amount, and the fact is your income is at 70 between Social Security and you continue your private pension program, obviously, which will continue for life. You'll easily, hear this, easily double what it was that you're taking out 8 years earlier at 62. Folks, if you haven't heard of that strategy or a little confusing, you need immediately to schedule a call by calling our office, Legacy Financial Strategies, toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has our contact information. So in this example, if the income you take out at 62 from Social Security alone is sufficient to allow you to retire, I just bought you another 8 years of best health that you can now give to your retirement instead to your employer. See, your health and your wealth. The average length of retirees' retirement in the year 1900, how long was it? 2 years. I know you want to spend retirement for longer than 2 years, and yet, you know, some people's, I don't know if your father passed away at 72, mine was 86, his mom was 98, but we don't know that. Had your father died at 72. Had he waited to 70 to retire and take income, he would have lived for 24 months and died. Your father might have only lived 24 months. So we don't have any guarantees. You've got your health now, and if I can provide the income now, that's why you want to do a plan, and you want to learn more about that 401k quarterback, give us a call. You might want to consider that strategy called Start, Stop, and Start. So, again, the toll-free number, if you'd like to learn more about that, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Now, let's talk a little bit about the economy. Now, what's going on? The market's been climbing back up, but there's all kind of things, new cases. And what happens when the COVID-19 people get tested positive, whether it's false positive or not, they have to stay home. And usually that involves a spouse if they're married. And what do you think that has to do with unemployment? Well, just this week, 1.3 million were laid off. So that's why you need to come in and do a plan. On June 8, 2020, the National Bureau of Economic Research, which has the official responsibility for determining U.S. business cycles, announced that February 2020 marked the end of expansion that began in 2009 and beginning of the recession. Now, technically, I haven't seen the report, but anytime you have the GDP that either stagnates, in other words, zero, or doesn't increase for two consecutive quarters, then we're in a recession. So they say we're in a recession. I believe we're in a recession. That was no great surprise. It should be a surprise to anybody, considering widespread business closures due to the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting spike in unemployment. But it was unusually quick official announcement. The NBER, that's called the National Bureau of Economic Research, defines a recession, here's how they define it, as decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. So it typically takes from 6 months to a year to determine when a recession started. In this case, the NBER Business Cycle Dating Committee concluded that the unprecedented magnitude of the decline in employment and production and its broad reach across the economy warrants the designation of recession, even if it turns out to be briefer than early contractions. So do you have your plan in place? Have you set up a plan? If you have one, maybe it's the time to get a second opinion. Another common definition of recession is two or more quarters, which I mentioned earlier. The first official estimate for the second quarter will not be available until July 30th. So that's why I said it hasn't come out yet, but it'll be out soon. But I can almost assure you that we're definitely in it. But the Federal Reserve of Atlanta keeps running estimate that it's updated based on incoming economic data. As of July 9th, the Atlanta Fed estimated GDP would drop. You ready for this? The GDP, gross domestic product, measure of all goods and services, would drop at a 35.5% annual rate in the second quarter. Let me repeat that, 35.5% annual rate in the second quarter. By comparison, the largest quarterly drop since World War I was 10% in the first quarter of 1958, followed by 8.4% in the fourth quarter of 2008. So if you think things are hunky-dory, I'm telling you what, you're living in la-la land. To me, it's worthwhile to get a second opinion. You don't have to come in. You're going to set up a scheduled call. We can talk 15 minutes. There's no charge for this. Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisor Group toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you want to talk about the economy, talk about investments, savings, the retirement roadmap, start, stop, start strategy, protecting your assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, tax planning, reducing taxes, what's happening, anything. It's your time. The toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. If you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, I want you to listen to this important message. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the economy, what's happening.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to talk about economy, I call part two. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some technical things that might be a little intricate or complicated. Those are erudite words regarding markets and investments and stocks, but I think you'll find it interesting nonetheless. So let's go back to what I was talking on the last segment. You know, economists traditionally view economic recessions and recoveries as having a shape named after a letter. So, for example, a V shape. See the word V? It's a rapid fall followed by a quick rebound to previous levels. The 1990 to 91 recession, which lasted only 8 months, was followed by a strong economic growth. That was a what? V shape, the letter V. This type of recovery would require control of COVID-19 through testing and treatment, a quick ramp up of business activity, and return to pre-session spending habits by consumers. A U shape, think of the letter U now, is an extended recession before the economy returns to previous levels. The Great Recession, which lasted 18 months, followed by a slow recovery, was a U-shape. If the COVID-19 takes longer to control and the economy does not bounce back as expected in the third quarter, the current recession would be prolonged. And then another shape would be a W. Think of the letter W. A double-dip recession in which a quick recovery begins but drops back sharply before beginning again. The U.S. economy experienced a W-shaped recession in the 1980, the 82, when a second oil crisis and a high inflation triggered a brief recession followed by a quick recovery and another recession sparked by overly aggressive anti-inflation policies by the Federal Reserve. Now, folks, I started in business in 1970, so I've seen all these environments. I wonder if the one you're working has experienced that or they're just reading about it. This type of recession, the W I was talking about, could occur if a second wave of COVID-19 forces businesses to shut down again later in the year just as the economy is recovering. And then the last letter is L-shaped. A steep drop followed by a long period of high unemployment and low economic output. The Great Depression, which lasted 43 months with four straight years of negative GDP growth, was an L shape. This is unlikely in the current environment considering the strength of the U.S. economy before the COVID-19 and the unprecedented economic support for Federal Reserve. So where do you think we're at? Do you think we're at a V shape? A U-shape, a W-shape, or an L-shape? Not sure? Want to talk about it more? Set up that complimentary consultation via a phone call first. Be the best way. I recommend scheduling a 15-minute phone call by calling our office toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and say, I would like to set up a complimentary consultation. I got some questions that I want to ask David Gallner and Sherry Marini. Now, in July economic forecasting survey by the Wall Street Journal, which polls more than 60 U.S. economists each month, 13% of respondents thought the recovery would be a V-shape, 11.1% expected it to be a W-shape, 5.5% indicate it would be a U-shape, and none thought it would be an L-shape. So what say you? The vast majority, 70.4%, believe the recovery would take like a Nike swoosh shape, which suggests a sharp drop followed by a long, slow recovery. This view factors in the possibility that business may be slow at rehiring and consumers should be slow to resume pre-recession spending patterns. That's the one that I'm leaning toward. But you should have a plan in place for all these scenarios, folks. It is also considered that some businesses may be impacted longer than others. The essential business versus non-essential businesses. Airlines do not expect to return to pre-COVID passenger activity in 2022. That might be a little too premature. Who knows? I hope it's not the case, but it could be. In movie theaters, beauty salons, sporting events, and other high-contact businesses may struggle until the vaccine is developed. Adding to the prognosis for slow recovery is the fact that the rest of the world is also fighting the pandemic, including many countries where growth was already more sluggish than the United States. And if the virus resurges in the fall, folks, or early 2021, the recovery may turn jagged and significant setbacks along the way. So you might want to, remember I talked about that paycheck for life, like your Social Security, have another arrow in your quiver to have that predictable. And then we can talk about other strategies. If you want to learn more about the 401k quarterback, if you haven't retired yet, we have a plan. We can give you the date that you can actually retire. That's pretty exciting, folks. We can manage your account inside your 401k. We can text you a message and so forth. So if you'd like more about that, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. Accept that complimentary consultation. So let me get into a little bit more on the markets. A little technical, but I think you'll find it interesting. You know, the other day, something spooked investors. Can't say for sure what it was. Doesn't really matter all that much. Matt Clark, this is a research analysis, suggested it might have been a combination of Trump's recent remarks about U.S.-China relations, which were pessimistic and showed no light. That's been up and down all over the board, folks. In a tunnel, and California's moved to shut down fitness centers, malls, churches, and the like. Yep, churches and like, but terrorists are okay. They're called protesters. Excuse me. Nonetheless, I focus more on price action than news flow. And one particular pattern in the NASDAQ 100, it's a bit concerning. It's called the bearish engulfing candle. Have you ever heard of it? The bearish engulfing candle. Here's what it looks like. Now, you can't see the picture I have. Essentially, the pattern unfolds like this. Stocks close higher for the day, showing a green candle. The following day, stocks make a new higher intraday high, and then ultimately close lower, making a red candle. The second day's range is much larger than the first day's, indicating there was a large swing in settlement. This is one of the first patterns this gentleman learned to trade when he was trading foreign currencies for a proprietary fund in 2009. Folks, I have a lot of connections with a lot of advisors who specialize in a lot of different strategies. Remember, every strategy has pros and cons. We talk about the yellow, green, and red money. This strategy we're talking about is red money. It can be a powerful signal because it shows quickly meaningful changes in sentiment and changes in control between buyers and sellers. Realized during the day yesterday before the bearish engulfing pattern appeared, NASDAQ 100 stocks were making new high hires. You heard Donald talk about the NASDAQ making record highs. It felt like the business as usual and the bullish buyers were still firmly in control of the bullish trend that has persisted since the late March bottom. That was March 23rd. Then, by yesterday's close, a completely different picture had been painted. Now, this is, you're listening to this on Saturday, so we're talking about Tuesday or Wednesday. But then, yesterday's close, a completely different picture had been painted. Stocks closed lower, and even made a lower low than the day prior. This dramatic swing is signaling that for one reason or another, buyers became very timid at some point during the day and sellers became very aggressive. So you got two sides of a trade, buyers and sellers. Of course, it's impossible to tell with any degree of certainty whether yesterday's spook, again, this is two or three days ago because you're sitting on Saturday, with a spark lasting unraveling of prices. Perhaps it turned out to be short-lived, scare, create a mild pullback, and nothing more. That's why you need to have a plan. You should have a mixture of money. Some of you should have no money in red money. Other ones who have a lot can be. Or you work with someone who's a buy and hope, buy and hold, strategic or tactical. We like tactical, but we have all the strategies. We can be concerned for now, for a bit now, see the NASDAQ 100 index has been making new post-COVID highs for the past month, while the other three major U.S. stocks indices have not. You may wonder why. The S&P, called the S-Spiders, SPY, is still at 7% off its late February high. The Dow Jones Industrial is 11% off its high. And the small cap Russell 2000 is 19% off its February high. So the NASDAQ 100 is the one that's climbing. Ideally, when one major stock index is making new highs, you want to see, for the most part, other ones doing the same. This is called what? Confirmation that the bullish trend is supported by all stock, not just a few. Folks, you want to get on my calendar, set up that phone call to learn more about, get a plan in place, cover all the bases. Get a second opinion. There's no charge for this complimentary call. Call our office, Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group, toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to our website called leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. This is the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. And when we come back, we'll talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get our toll-free number, let me give you our toll-free number. If you'd like to get on our calendar, a 15-minute call to learn more about what we do or any questions on your mind. Again, there's no charge. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Go to our website, leavealegacy.com or innovationtaxservice.com. Has all our contact information. So we're going to talk a little politics. Now, here's one of the things that our President Donald J. Trump is getting criticized for, is pardoning Roger Stone. Well, let me give you a little statistics. Clinton. Bill Clinton, Slick Willie. You ready? How many people did he pardon? Over 400. One being his own brother. Over 400, folks. And one of them being his own brother. President Obama pardoned. You ready for this? 1,900. 1,900. Including a terrorist. You see something wrong with that, folks? Our president, Donald J. Trump, pardoned. Ready for this so far? 3.5, going almost 4 years, 36. Not a drug user, are promoter of terrorism. And the chairman, or not the chairman, the jury foreman was prejudiced, basically a bigot. I can't believe the judge should have dismissed and had a not even mistrial and had a new jury poll. Unfair, unfair. But what do you expect from the certain media factions out there? But I thought I'd give you some information. Clinton pardoned over 400, Obama 1,900, Trump only pardoned 36. So there you go, folks. Do the research yourself. Check it out. Google it and so forth. Now, this may not surprise you. There's a mass exodus of New York City. Go figure. Now, the mayor, you don't think he's a racist? A bigot? The Jewish people? I think he's anti-Semitic. They're leaving. Can you blame him? Can't blame him at all. I don't know why anybody would live. Now, I can't say all New York's like that. And you can't say all the people that are, because that's not fair. There are some people who are not, but they're caught in a quagmire. Now, here's an interesting local. Let's bring this home to Mercer County, where we're from. But we've been serving half our clients, probably more than half our clients are from Ohio. But in Mercer County, the COVID-19, and by the way, folks, we have the COVID-20 in our office. We have it locked up. And by the way, we have three rooms in our office. We have several rooms. One is the COVID-20, where we have the virus, the new model, locked up. In fact, we're going to try to trademark that so I can get a royalty when the next one comes out. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. If one person dies, doesn't know the Lord, it's one too many. And we have a safe room for liberals, because we have hot chocolate, we have coloring books and crayons. And if that doesn't work, then I don't do it personally. One of my staff people is in charge of waterboarding. So we have three special rooms. But anyways, we've had in Mercer County, these are people who have died from the COVID. You can go check this out yourself. They say six. But according to our coroner, that's John Lombardi, Labonati. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm good at numbers, folks, not so much in pronouncing names. He said the number should be half that. Why does he say half that? Well, because one person who was from New Jersey came into our area. Let me just go through that. Well, let me give you Mahoney County. This came from WKBN. Then I'll get back to Mercer County. Previously examined Mahoney County coronavirus-related deaths. Records get to look better at where COVID-19 patients are dying, how these deaths were being categorized. But trying to view the same records in other counties has proven challenging. In Trumbull County, the Warren City Health District has death certificates for all of its coronavirus-related deaths for victims who died in the county. But the health district in the Trumbull County Health Department couldn't provide the records related to Trumbull County residents who died in hospitals outside the county. WKBN did obtain Trumbull County's coronavirus-related death certificates from those who died in Trumbull County. Officials was warned health district told WKBN that they never had access to out-of-county death records, while Trumbull County referred WKBN to the Ohio Department of Health. A spokesman for the Ohio Department of Health responded they did not have access to the death certificates of the state level. She said the state has provided data on all Ohio residents who died due to COVID-19, but per agreement with Labonati said his office doesn't have the coronavirus-related death certificates on files. They are certified by individual doctors, not the coroner. He said he criticized the reporting process and explained it has been poorly organized and executed, likely due to too many hands in the system. Go figure that. You have too many hands in the system, governors? Figure that one out. It's like a blog, folks. You ever remember the blob? It just spreads. He'd like the local coroners to take over the reporting for the individual counties, feeding the information to the top. I agree with him. Our coroner for Mercer County, I'll just use it that way so I don't butcher his name. It's an embarrassment, folks. If, by the way, maybe you can call me and straighten me out how to pronounce that so I can get that down, because I hate butchering someone's name. Saying there actually have been virus deaths that have been reported by the state. He specifically questioned three cases that were previously reported as coronavirus-related in Mercer County, something he also addressed with the Record Argus. Once he said there was a resident of Trumbull County nursing home who said contracted the disease, therefore being treated and dying in Mercer County. Another was a resident of New Jersey who contracted the virus in New Jersey and came to stay in Mercer County before passing away. The third was a man who died of a sudden cardiac arrest, and the doctor inadvertently included COVID-19 as a secondary, hear that, secondary, not primary, to cardiac arrest in the cause of death, though the man had never been tested for COVID, according to our coroner. So he's saying instead of six deaths, it's three. And as I said, folks, one person who dies that doesn't know the Lord, as far as I'm concerned, is one too many. But they aren't focusing on other deaths or shutting the economy down. Caused a lot more problems. Now, we're blessed in our area, folks. When I travel, and I used to travel a lot, people say, where is Hermitage? I said, well, it's 80-degree longitude, 41-degree latitude, the suburbs of Appalachian. If you miss a street, you can turn around. Then I tell them it's about an hour and 15 minutes north of Pittsburgh, about a half hour from Youngstown, Ohio, about an hour and 15 minutes from Cleveland. I happen to like our area. We're pretty blessed, folks, in our area. So while the Pennsylvania Department of Health wouldn't speak on specific cases, citing patient privacy, Communications Director April Hutchison disputed our coroner. Well, I'll go along with our coroner. I'm going to stick up for him. She responded to WKBM's request after WKBM sent an email to Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, better known as Richard or Rick Levine, in case you didn't know it. She is married and has two kids. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. And also, he was a director of Penn State University of Psychiatry and Pediatrics. Hutchison did say that the state has been working with local coroners through the Coroner's Association to keep them in the loop through the process. She said it's a challenge nationwide when reporting COVID-19 deaths, as most victims are older and have underlying health conditions. Also, the majority, maybe 70% approximately, die in nursing homes. While the coronavirus may have led to a person's death, there are usually factors as well, as such as Pennsylvania follows the Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. By the way, if you've done some shopping in Walmart, I don't do shopping. I have professional people like my wife and daughter do shopping for me. They said now you have to wear masks in the store. Well, I called Walmart, this is in Hermitage, and talked to the manager. She says, your daughter did not hear. I read this every 30 minutes. If you have, I'm just going to paraphrase this, but she read verbatim, if you have a health condition, they aren't required to ask it, or if you're two or under, you're not. So she read it. I said, that's exactly, you said it perfect. So folks, you're not required if you have a health condition. And if you're a proud, deplorable redneck like me, you have mental issues, so you don't have to wear one. Now I have allergies, and so I don't wear a mask because I have some breathing issues that I have if I wear one of those. But if you do, you do, that's fine. But you can't force someone if they have underlying health conditions. And besides that, I've talked in the past about masks. They do very little. They might do some with a couple of droplets. But it's this distance, by the way. It's like a flu or anything else. You get near and around a lot of people, and your health condition, your immune system is down, the odds go up. So obviously you should be washing your hands and things like this. But remember this. You want to protect your freedom? Get involved, get informed, vote. But you're going to die, I'm going to die, folks. We're here for a flicker, like a vapor. Where are you going to spend eternity? I do a radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. It's either heaven or hell. There's only one way, not 50 ways. You will not get there because you're a good old gal or boy. There is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. You hear that, folks? The only way to get to heaven is what? through Jesus Christ, through repentance, asking forgiveness. Because a man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You say you won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. It doesn't matter what I believe. It's what the Bible says. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Meaning who? Jesus, the God. He wants all to come to repentance. All. Unfortunately, most will not because of pride and ignorance. So ask for forgiveness and accepting Jesus Christ. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.